for St. Paddy's Day. That's the life. And you raise me up, of course, and that brings me nicely to my guest today, Josh Groban. Welcome.
Thank you so much, and what a wonderful welcome that is, too. What a glorious song.
You also did it, of course, as well, didn't you?
You wouldn't know it from that, but thank you. I did do it. Yes, yes, many moons ago.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. There you go. Westlife. Nothing wrong with Westlife, by the way. I'm just sort of saying, you know, you're here, but you know, anyway, whatever. It was a pivotal song for you as well, though, wasn't it?
It was, I would say. Yes. Yes. In some countries, yes.
But you've never done it with an Irish accent, though, have you?
Not yet, no. There's always a time for everything, though.
There is indeed. Well, it is St. Patrick's Day today, you know.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
I love it.
Well, shall we get the Guinness out?
Yes.
Take a quick break, and we'll talk about your new album in just a moment.
Are you in any way Irish?
I don't think I am.
I'm curious to know. You would know, Rick, because you're you.
Yeah.
Are you or are you not Irish? I'm just wondering whether or not I should reach across the table and kiss you right now.
In which case, I'm Irish.
Ew. Okay. Awkward.
Back in a sec.
I'd rather listen to Westlife sing You Raise Me Up Again than kiss you at the moment, actually. That's...
Hi, I'm Joe Kavanagh, the web editor for Magic. Make sure you don't miss our brand new Facebook app, where we're giving you more chances to win with Magic's £1,000 song. Every week, we've got a new Guess the Album game where you could win a £50 Hamleys voucher. Just log on to magic.co.uk/Facebook.
Right now at B&Q, we're giving you up to 4 years interest-free credit on all kitchens, including installations, when you spend over £1,000. So you can stop dreaming about that perfect kitchen and start cooking in it. That's up to 4 years interest-free credit on all kitchens, 0% APR representative. Visit your local B&Q to bring your dream kitchen to life. But hurry, this offer must end 21st of March. You can do it too with B&Q. Credits provided by one credit provider with whom we have a commercial relationship. Minimum spend and terms apply. See in store for details.
If you're trying to save money on your energy bills, you could learn to see in the dark, or you could just use Energy Switcheroo. With Energy Switcheroo, we could help you find the cheapest energy supplier for your home or business and even make the switch for you. It's fast, simple, and easy to use. See how much you could save at energyswitcheroo.com. Energy Switcheroo. Switching made simple.
We believe a direct question deserves a direct answer. So, what's the point of going direct to Direct Line? It's this. 60% of UK homeowners and motorists could save if they do. 60%, which could include you. So don't miss out on a saving that could be yours. On average, it takes less than 5 minutes to find out if there's one for you. Take the Direct Line to directline.com. Underwritten by UK Insurance, CI Online Research, Jan 2013.
Rick Astley on Magic.
Yep, I'll be here until 4. Then Danny takes over with the Stress Busters. Then Foxy's chatting with Brian McFadden on Magic Meets at 7. There you go, Westlife connections all along. Right, now I'm joined by singer, songwriter and all-round good guy, Josh Groban.
Thank you so much.
Well, you are a good guy, aren't you?
Well, you know, I try.
Apart from when we just had the break, rather, when you were trying to do unspeakable things, Josh.
Oh, man. Well, it's okay. I put my pants back on. refilled my coffee. I'm back on my best behavior.
Good to know it. Good to know. So, is it good to be back in the UK?
It's wonderful to be back in the UK. As soon as we touch down here, it feels like home away from home. I actually have more friends here in the UK than I do in the States.
Wow, all three of them.
Yes, all three. Yes, real human friends, not just Facebook ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So, where do you like to hang out when you're in London town? Then.
Well, I mean. I like going around Covent Garden, like seeing a show every now and then. I like Soho. I like, you know, to just going down the aisles at M&S and just raiding every pre-made sandwich possible. There's all sorts of great stuff that I like to do. And the nightlife here is wonderful. They make a really, really good cocktail here in London.
They do indeed.
Oh, yes. Believe it or not, they make a very good old-fashioned.
Oh, nice. Old-fashioned, never something I've got along with, to be honest. I'm more of a martini man myself. But it is St. Paddy's Day today, so there's going to be plenty of Guinness around.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I am going to absolutely counteract this coffee I've been drinking with a couple of pints as soon as we're done.
Aye, to be sure. That's my Irish accent, by the way. It's a bit Scottish, actually. There you go.
Yeah, in the name of the Father. And the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Goat.
The Holy Goat.
Anyway, so you're back with a new album then?
I am. Me and the boys have gotten back together. We're hitting the road again. We brought our stools and we're ready to rock. We're ready to soft rock.
So how are your knees though?
All right. The surgery went out without a hitch. I can bend them. which is more than I could say 2 years ago. I was not dancing. That was the way I was walking. yes, the new album is out, sixth album. I'm very excited to have it out and to be back and to be playing the O2 for the first time in my career. It's a dream come true for me. Every time we come back here, we play to more people. And the fans here from day one have been just awesome. So we're very, very honored to play such a big venue here.
That's cool. That's great. So the album's called?
All That Echoes.
And where did the inspiration for this one come from?
We had just been on the road. We had been on tour, and there's such an amazing kind of interaction you have with the crowd every night, and such a great energy that you discover every night with the songs, that I really didn't want to take a break. I wanted to go right back in the studio and try and bottle that energy and put it in the studio. So it was recorded very live and very spontaneously and very quickly, and we got a lot of great moments that way.
And have you actually sung any of this album live yet then?
I thought you were just going to end it. Have you sung any of this? How dare you? There's actually a man, very talented man named Pedro Schwartz, who is half Latin, half Jewish, and he has a wonderful voice, a beautiful high baritone. And he comes in, Pedro comes in, and I basically tell him the language and style that I want him to sing in. And I watch him, and I learn, but I still have never sung a note.
He's got a brilliant voice, though, Pedro, hasn't he? I mean...
But he is just... He and I are a great team. You can't do it without the team.
No, you're right.
And he has a wonderful voice. And if anybody really, truly wants to hear how beautiful he sounds, he should pick up All That Echoes.
Fantastic. Pedro, just love him. And you said you're actually going to be coming back to the UK to perform soon.
Yeah, I could do about 5 or 6 shows in the UK, and I'm fairly certain it's going to be my best tour here yet.
Yeah, you must be... I mean, you've got to be a really good sort of a date gig, you know, to take a date to kind of thing. You must be.
You know, bring one of your first dates to one of my concerts. One of my concerts are great first dates. They really do very well for the gentlemen that are brave enough to venture in, Rick.
Fantastic. I might bring a date myself. Right, well, listen, let's get a track from the album then.
Thank you.
This is the next single, the new single, in fact, the lead single, in fact. It's called Brave. It's not from the Oscar-winning Disney movie, is it?
It's not. No, I missed that boat by about 4 months. Yeah.
Have you ever performed at the Oscars, by the way?
I have. I had a song that was nominated, and I sang it with Beyonce at the 2005 Oscars.
Wow.
Come on, Rick. Where's your Wikipedia? Come on.
Blame Jamie again for that. I mean, but seriously, I mean, come on. What that must have been bonkers, man. I mean, that must have been amazing.
It was incredible. It was a room full of sweat and nervous energy. It was a wonderful experience. Being in the music business, to be in a room with all your favorite acting legends was... I was genuinely starstruck. And singing with Beyonce was really fun. She was super nice and very professional, and obviously has an amazing voice, so it was great.
She's got an amazing everything, hasn't she? I mean, come on. Well, let's hear Brave then. Come on, what is this one about?
You know, this is a song that I wrote after having kind of written a previous record that was kind of very somber and a little bit on the sadder side, and I wanted to write a song that was more uplifting to start the record with. This is the first track on the album, and so it's the kind of song that hopefully people can share their own message with and their own story with, and I hope they enjoy it.
Wake up, the sun cannot wait for long. Reach out before it fades away. You will find the warmth when you surrender. Smile into the fear and let it play. Time just carries on. And all that she thought was wrong is pure again. You can't hide forever from the thunder.
Good afternoon, Rick Astley here with my guest today, Josh Groban.
Hello there, Rick.
So you've been all over the TV while you've been here, haven't you?
Yes, Rick. I've done a lot of TV here already, for the record, and we're going to be doing plenty more. It's your TV here is really second to none. There's the best TV on the planet, I firmly believe. The comedy, the drama, all of it. It's like a perfect 3 a.m. midnight snack of sweet and savory. You've got the comedy and you've got the drama all rolled into one. There's the silliness and the stop me anytime.
That's just Downton Abbey you're talking about as well, isn't it?
That's just Downton Abbey. Yeah, somebody tweeted the other day that Downton Abbey is the classiest show on television that literally starts with a shot of a dog's ass.
That's fantastic. You actually hosted some TV here, didn't you?
Yes, I did Nevermind the Buzzcocks. One of my most fun experiences here as a guest with Simon Amstell. And then when they called me back to host it, it was a blast. It was with Martin Freeman and just a really great panel of people. And I love doing the TV here, especially if I don't have to sing. It's wonderful to just kind of take that hat off and be silly for a minute.
People don't expect that of you, really, do they? They see you as this, like, you know, pop, maybe opera star.
I won't be your seal. I won't be your circus act. It's the artists who have kind of the most maybe serious music that you should really be worried about off stage, and it's the hard rockers that I know that are just the teddy bears off stage. Truly, they get it all out of their system, and they're absolute sweethearts. It's not to say I'm like trashing hotel rooms or anything, but I'm known to say a naughty word every now and then.
Oh, come on. You must have been a bit naughty in a hotel room before. You can't tell me that you didn't open that extra bottle of shampoo in the hotel just the once.
One time I threw the towels on the bed.
Good God.
I did. It was crazy. And then I thought to myself, I'm not even going to hang these up again. I'm going to wait. Not only that, I ordered a cup of coffee at midnight.
Oh, fantastic. You rock and roll are you. Absolutely amazing. So we should talk about some of the incredible people that you've duetted with then.
Yes.
So what I want here is like one or maybe two word answers to these names.
You know, you're the only one that I have actually not duetted with yet, and I think we should do that right here and now.
I'm up for it.
Are you?
Yeah, always.
Great.
We're no strangers to love.
So we're rapping now, is that it?
Yeah. We're no strangers to love, you know.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
You know the rules and so do I.
Wow. And you danced along with that. That was...
The Astley Shuffle. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. The shimmy. I can't even top that. I actually, that was my... I'm not even going to sing because I don't want to pale in comparison to the glorious Astley tenor siren call that has just been given.
Exactly. Yeah, siren is about the best word for it, to be honest. You have sung with Celine Dion, though, haven't you?
Yeah, true. Also, yes.
So what was she like then? Because, I mean, come on, we're so similar.
Yeah, good segue. You have, however, sung with Celine Dion.
She's fab, isn't she?
She's wonderful. She is truly what you see is what you get. The energy she shows, the positive spirit. Her voice is just as good live as on any recording. And she knows what it's like to just start out and to be kind of young in the business. And so when I first sang with her, I was, you know, 17 years old, and I was terrified. My hands were shaking, and she took my hand, and she, you know, she really kind of guided me through it, and she's been a very good friend.
And as one or two word answers go, that's just exactly what we're looking for, Josh.
Yeah, great, yeah. Celine Dion, really nice lady. Mm.
Sarah Brightman.
Sarah Brightman was my first tour. I hadn't even released a record yet, and she was nice enough to bring me out on tour with her to sing a duet every night.
And did you do Starship Troopers with her?
No, I would only watch it from the side of the stage. It was fantastic.
Oh, love that song.
I know, me too. And the video is just... epic.
Yeah. Charlotte Church.
She's funny. Mm. I had no idea how funny she is, because when we first sang together, it was at the Olympics, and she was just kind of coming into her own. She was a teenager. And then when we met again, it was for when she had the Charlotte Church show. And she's cheeky. She's really, really funny. And we had a great laugh.
Andrea Bocelli.
Wow, what a tremendous voice. And a full circle moment for me. When I, you know, that 17-year-old shaky, nervous moment that I had with Celine was actually I was filling in for Andrea Bocelli at a Grammy rehearsal out of high school. And then 10 years later, Bocelli and I were able to sing that very song on the Grammy stage together. So very nice man. Always been a good support. And makes a mean bowl of pasta from what I hear.
Really?
Oh, yes. I hear he just doesn't... He's a pasta purist.
Now, here's an interesting one. Did you actually sing with Robin Williams, or were you just on the same show?
Never met him. Don't ever recall being on the same stage. Just
Wikipedia is wrong.
Wikipedia is wrong again. Robbie Williams. What would that have been?
Robin Williams. Robin.
Oh, Robin Williams. Robin Williams. Yes. Well, he's my father.
Of course he is.
So, you know, after we were able to kind of, you know, clear the air and, you know, find each other in each other's lives again, we figured what better way to end the therapy than with a song.
Of course. you've actually gone into films as well, haven't you? Crazy Stupid Love?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that film.
I loved being a part of it. It's it was a tremendous cast, very funny script. Such a fun role to play, just kind of the hapless kind of lawyer boyfriend of the brilliant and beautiful Emma Stone, who I got to kiss on screen, which didn't suck. But she then leaves me in the movie for Ryan Gosling, which is, you know, fair play.
What's he like, by the way? You know, because he's sort of one of those guys who seems to have everything, doesn't he?
He's the kind of cool you want to hate, but you can't.
Exactly.
It's just everything. The hair is perfect, the washboard abs. He's and then you think, oh, he's going to be a jerk. And then he's just the nicest guy ever. So, you know, what are you going to do?
And Steve Carell, of course.
And Steve Carell, who is literally the nicest guy ever and so funny and.
Could be your father.
And could also be my father, yes. Maybe Mrs. Doubtfire is my mother and Steve Carell is my father. Good reason for my rapier wit.
And it all started off for you in terms of acting on the Ally McBeal show, didn't it?
It was.
You've done CSI as well.
Yeah, good 12 years apart there, but yes. yeah, I would say that that's a good kind of bookmark of the very first and the very last things I've done.
So when did you do CSI then?
CSI was, just about 2 months ago. I didn't get killed. I didn't play anybody other than myself. Just sang a song called Happy My Heartache from the new record on the show. And it's always great when you can kind of mix the song with the TV appearance. It adds a story. It adds something different than just kind of hearing it in your car.
And it saves you having to go on the X Factor as well.
That's the truth. That's exactly right. That's not true, actually. I would love to go on the X Factor.
Right, we need to get a song choice on from you then.
Ooh, you already raised me up by Westlife, so yeah. What am I going to pick? That's a toughie. Can we do You Raise Me Up by Celtic Women?
No.
You Raise Me Up by Brian Kennedy?
No, but that is a beautiful version. He's got a great voice, aren't Brian?
Beautiful version, absolutely. Have you done a cover of You Raise Me Up, Rick?
well, I might have, but we only ever play the hits here.
Yeah.
Well, remember, it is Paddy's Day, so, you know, you could go a bit Irish on us, couldn't you?
With or Without You by U2. Why not?
In your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you. Oh,
That's You Two, of course, With or Without You.
A good second choice there. Thanks. This is why you do what you do, and I do what I do.
My thanks to Josh Groban for being here today. Just remind everyone what the new album is called.
All That Echoes. And thank you, Rick, for having me on. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure. And you're back in May, yeah?
June, as a matter of fact. Your information has been just spot on today, Rick.
I'm sure you said May.
you just yelled at a stuffed animal. What is wrong with you, Rick? I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you've pointed at it and yelled at it, I don't know. Why do you have an Elmo sitting in a chair that you yell at? I don't understand.
Never going to give you up.
Oh, Jamie, you're fired. what?
We've gone there.
We have.
So, June 14th at the London O2 Arena, which is my first time playing the O2, which is a great thrill for me. And then 16th, 17th, 19th, 21st, and 23rd at Manchester, Birmingham, Nottingham, Glasgow, and Dublin, finishing up at the O2 as well.
And you can get tickets from?
My mom, if you ring her up. my manager, if you know their email. Otherwise, I have no idea, actually. How does that work? How does one get tickets?
It's just a wild guess, but I think they're probably on your website, Josh.
On my website. Well, they can go to joshgroban.com, and they're on sale now.
Right, that's all from me today. Foxy's chatting with Brian McFadden on Magic Meets tonight. That's at 7 o'clock. Danny next, though. So all that remains for me to do is to ask Josh, come on, love, if you'll round off the show in true Anchorman style for me, please.
Hi, this is Josh Groban, and you've been listening to Rick Astley on Magic. Until next time, you stay classy now, London.